time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Today's gossip is mostly out of South by Southwest. Everybody's down there doing stuff, including Matthew McConaughey. His film, The Rivals of Amzia King, received a standing ovation at South by Southwest despite no distribution deal, and studios will likely come knocking now. McConaughey was asked what drew him to working with a first-time director.
He's a singular thinking director. And saw how much heart he has, and I think that's where he obviously directs from. I appreciated the original voice, the place, the space, the humor, the innocence, the multiple love stories, the group of misfits that come together. We're a bunch of underdogs. I like a good underdog story.
Yes, he does. Kelly Clarkson hasn't hosted her show since March the 5th. She reportedly had to attend to a personal issue and should be back today, although the personal issue isn't directly hers. What? Speaking of personal issues, Ben Affleck rejected his son Samuel's request for $6,000 Dior Air Jordan 1 sneakers.
That's what happens when you tell them they have to mow a lawn. All of a sudden, they don't want those shoes anymore. Like, all right. He was like, but there's always some grift why I need to be. I'm like, man, well, you do not need $1,000 shoes. He's like, we have the money. I'm like, I have the money. You're broke.
Yeah. Said, we have the money? No, son. I have the money. You're broke. Ayo Edebiri from The Bear got death threats because of a false rumor that Elon Musk tweeted about her. And Jack Quaid and Ray Nicholson didn't grow up as Nepo baby besties. These kids of A-listers Dennis Quaid and Jack Nicholson didn't meet until they were adults. But now they're starring in a movie called Novocaine and are having a bit of a bromance. Here's Ray Nicholson talking about it.
We met was in a random kiosk in South Africa, but I definitely had heard his name just from growing up here, and he has the reputation of just being like the absolute best dude ever.
Yeah, nice, huh? Ray Nicholson looks just like Jack when he was younger. It's kind of creepy. Jeff Daniels has joined the cast of Shrinking for its upcoming third season on Apple TV Plus. That show is so good. Bruce Willis's wife, Emma Heming, shared an emotional message about caregivers following the tragic death of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Caregivers need care, too. They are vital. I think that there's this common misconception that caregivers, they got it figured out. They got it covered. They're good. I don't subscribe to that. I think that we need to be showing up for them so that they can continue to show up for their person.
Yeah, Betsy Arakawa apparently had an infection that is spread through rodents, and he spent a week there without her. The sequel to this is Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in theaters on September 12th. And Dawn Robinson from En Vogue has been living in her car for the past 3 years, but says she does not need your pity.
I'm learning about who I am. I'm learning myself as a person, as a woman. If you would have said to me while I was in En Vogue, you're going to be living in your car one day, I'd be like, huh? No, I'm always going to have an apartment. I can't live in my car. We say that we can't do certain things before you even know we're capable.
Dawn Robinson from En Vogue. And a dirt alert. Did Sydney Sweeney and her fiancé break up? The Anyone But You actress has been staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel without Jonathan DeVito since around the middle of February. And that's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say? But I'm sorry.